Passion for worship, 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 passion for worship.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Welcome back to our program Passion for Worship. Today is our 14th episode and we will be talking about pleasing other individuals and spreading happiness and the virtues of this blessed act. My dear viewers, we live in an era or a time where we're not really bothered about other people. We don't care about the happiness or the sorrow or the grief of other individuals. Or the majority do not care about the grief or the sadness or even the happiness of other individuals. The majority are focused on their own happiness, trying to increase in their own happiness and peace and tranquility, and trying to remove their own difficulties, sorrows and pains. My dear viewers, one of the ways of removing your own difficulties, your own sorrows, your own pains, one of the ways of increasing in your own happiness, in your own peace, in your own tranquility, is by instilling happiness, spreading happiness, spreading peace to other individuals and happiness to other individuals. My dear viewers, in today's episode, we will talk about some of the virtues of spreading happiness and pleasing other people. We will talk about some of our pious predecessors, particularly the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the grandson of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and their passion for spreading happiness and pleasing other individuals. We will talk about different ways we can spread happiness and joy to other individuals, and we'll talk about the benefits of spreading joy and happiness and pleasing other people as well. Now let's start by mentioning some blessed sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this topic. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "In the sight of Allah azza wa jal, the best action after performing the obligatory acts is to make happiness enter the heart of a Muslim." Subhanallah. Mentioned that one of the best acts a person can do after the obligatory acts is to make happiness enter the heart of a Muslim. So my dear viewers, even from this first blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of today's episode, we can see that this act of spreading happiness and instilling happiness within the hearts of other people is not a small act. It is a very rewarding act. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in another place, it is reported he has sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "No doubt, pleasing your own Muslim brother is from those acts that makes forgiveness compulsory." Subhanallah. Spreading happiness and peace and pleasing your Muslim brother is a means of attaining forgiveness. In another place, it is reported, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Whoever has made a Muslim happy, he has pleased Allah Almighty." Subhanallah, whoever has pleased a Muslim, whoever has made a Muslim happy, he has pleased Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in another place, again encouraging us to spread happiness, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Whoever makes a Muslim happy, Allah azza wa jal creates an angel from that happiness who worships him and speaks of his oneness. When that person reaches his grave after dying, that angel comes to him and says, 'Do you recognize me?' The individual replies, 'Who are you?' The angel then says, 'I am that happiness which you put into the heart of such and such person today. I am going to remove your troubles by pleasing you. I am going to help you in remembering your proof. I am going to ensure you remain steadfast on the truth while answering the questions of the angels of the grave. On the day of judgment, I will be with you. I will intercede for you in the court of Allah Almighty and will show you your abode in paradise." Subhanallah, my dear viewers, we learn, we see that pleasing others and making happiness enter the heart is such an action due to which Allah Azza wa Jal creates happiness within your own heart. He creates a means to save yourself from difficulties and hardships. Let's just listen to some sayings of our pious predecessors about this topic of instilling happiness within the hearts of other individuals. The great saint of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, pleasing a Muslim's heart is better than 100 optional Hajj. Subhanallah. Pleasing a Muslim's heart is better than performing 100 optional Hajj. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, on the Day of Judgment, there will be no action as valuable as looking after another person and pleasing others. Subhanallah. It is mentioned, another pious man of Allah, another saint of Allah Almighty has stated, whoever dies whilst pleasing another person, he dies as a martyr. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, look at the rank, look at the honor given to that individual who instills happiness within the heart of another believer. My dear viewers, there are great blessings of pleasing other people. This is the very reason our pious predecessors were filled with this passion to instill happiness within the hearts of others. Those blessed personalities who would please others and comfort their own hearts. Let's listen to two accounts from the lives of our pious predecessors and look at the passion that they had for instilling happiness within the hearts of others. It is mentioned that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw a tent whilst walking through the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, and when he got closer, he heard the voice of someone experiencing a difficulty. There was a person sitting outside that tent. He said salam to him and asked him about his condition. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he found out that that individual wanted to meet the Khalifa of the time. But that individual wasn't aware that the Khalifa of the time is stood in front of him. He did not recognize Sayyidina Umar. Subhanallah. Nevertheless, he told him that his wife was in labor and he was close to giving birth. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came back home and he asked his honorable wife that, do you want to earn reward? Allah Azza wa Jal himself has brought it to you. Subhanallah. She replied, yes, what is it? He answered, a woman is close to giving birth and there is no one with her. She said, if you are happy, then I will go there. So he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, okay, gather the important supplies, etc., which you will need, and let's go. When they reached the tent, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent his wife inside to the other woman who was about to give birth, and he sat himself outside with that man who he had met before. He said to the individual, light the fire. The person lit the fire, and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he put a pot over it, and when the food inside that pot was cooked, at the same time that child was born inside. His wife came out and said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, inform your companion that he has a son. So the wife of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she came out of the tent and told Sayyidina Umar, she addressed him, O Amirul Mu'mineen, tell your companion, tell your friend that he has had a son. At this point, when that individual heard the words Amirul Mu'mineen, he got scared, he got shocked, he was surprised in happiness, and he stepped a few steps back and he said, you are Amirul Mu'mineen. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Umar smiled at him and told him, sit back where you are sat down. He then picked up the pot, gave it to his wife and said, feed the woman to her fill, i.e. feed that woman who has just given birth to that son to her fill. He then gave food to the person as well. And he said, come tomorrow morning to me. He said to that individual, come tomorrow morning to me, I shall fulfill your needs. And when that person came to him in the morning, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he fixed an amount for the child and he gave that individual money to take home. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, lovers of the Sahaba, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, look how much our pious predecessors, the second caliph of Islam, one of the greatest individuals of this ummah, look at the passion he had for instilling happiness within the heart of another believer, that he sat with that individual at the time where he was struggling and he was in difficulty. Not only did he sit with him, he prepared food for him, he gave him food and he ate with him as well. And then the following day, he provided for him, provided for his son again. Just ponder, my dear viewers, who this individual was, who Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually is. This is that individual, this is that personality from whose shadow even shaitan runs away. Subhanallah. He is that individual who was given glad tidings of paradise in this world by the blessed tongue of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar is that individual who our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make this dua, O Allah, honor Islam through Umar ibn al-Khattab. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar is that individual who would stay awake during the night and walk through the streets for the well-being of orphans and helpless people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is that individual according to whose opinion many verses of the glorious Quran were revealed. He is that individual who said, if a goat dies hungry at the bank of the river Euphrates, then I fear that I will be questioned about it on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar alone himself was the ruler of a kingdom that was 1,000 miles long. In this account, there is a lesson for all of us that if our Muslim brother is in difficulty or is in need of us in any matter, then we should do whatever is in our power to remove that difficulty from the life of our fellow Muslim brother. Subhanallah. In that way, we will be acting upon the sunnah, the way of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We should try to follow the character of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the way that he tried to please others. He had a passion for pleasing other people. We too should have a passion for instilling happiness and pleasing other individuals and removing their difficulties. In a different incident from the life of the great Imam, the grandson of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned once Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by such poor people who were sitting begging in the middle of the path, and they were eating leftover pieces of uncooked food, of uncooked roti, and these uncooked pieces of food were scattered on the floor. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave salam to them, and they replied and requested, O grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eat with us. So when those individuals invited him, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like those who desire greatness. He then ate a few pieces with them. So he joined them, he sat with them. Those poor individuals, he sat with them and he ate their food with them. Whilst leaving, he gave salam to them and said, I accepted your invitation. Now you also must accept my invitation. Subhanallah. They replied, Huzur, as you say, we accept your invitation. He then asked them to come with him. And when they came to his house, he fed them some excellent food. And again, he ate with them. Lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, lovers of the Sahaba, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt. Just ponder, what excellent character the grandson of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at the way he instilled happiness into the hearts of people, that he would sit with them whenever they invited him. And he would go and invite them to his house as well. And he wouldn't look at their status. These individuals on the face of it were poor individuals who had nothing to eat apart from a few pieces of uncooked roti which was scattered on the path. In spite of his great status, he still sat with them. He still invited them to his house and he instilled happiness within them. Subhanallah. Imam Hassan, my dear viewers, who is Imam Hassan? To truly understand the incident and the greatness of this incident and how much our pious predecessors instilled happiness within themselves and try to inspire us to follow. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the leader of the youth of paradise. He is one of the highest ranking companions. He is included within the Ahlul Bayt. He is the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the fourth Caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. He is the son of the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The status of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is he is the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, but in spite of all of this, he still sat with those poor individuals who invited him. And he invited them, poor individuals, to his house. Why? To instill happiness within the hearts of fellow believers. This was the passion of our pious predecessors. that they would do anything and everything in their power to instill happiness within the other people around them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all of our pious predecessors in trying to fulfill this beautiful habit of instilling happiness within the hearts of others. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, there are many benefits of instilling happiness within others. Just a few of these benefits of instilling happiness within the hearts of others: pleasing devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it strengthens relations, it ends displeasure, it increases love, it turns strangers into acquaintances, it establishes a pleasant environment, it establishes a pleasant society. According to the rules of Sharia, pleasing devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an act that leads to paradise. It enables life to become better. It improves the situation of the grave. It can make us successful in this world and in the hereafter. The one who pleases the devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he becomes beloved to people. And verily, the biggest blessing of all is that the one who pleases the devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the rulings of Sharia, becomes successful in attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty, subhanallah, and successful in attaining the pleasure of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why the habit of pleasing others, instilling happiness within others, must be adopted. My dear viewers on Madani channel, let's talk about some ways we can instill happiness in the hearts of others. Subhanallah. There are many actions that we can do, but let's listen to just a few, and we will listen to a few hadith about these actions as well to further increase our passion for performing this action. My dear viewers, visiting the sick is such an action that is an excellent action, and it is an excellent way of pleasing other individuals and instilling happiness within individuals. Let's listen to two virtues of visiting the sick. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever visits a sick person, an announcer addresses him and says, rejoice because this walk of yours is blessed and you have made your abode in paradise. Subhanallah. Visiting the sick, instilling happiness in the heart of an individual who is sick by visiting him, is a means of attaining paradise. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another place has said, whoever visits a sick person, until he sits down, he is diving into the divine river of mercy. And when he sits down, he submerges into that mercy. Subhanallah. Another act which we can do to instill happiness and please others is giving condolence to someone, an individual from their family or close relatives passes away, or they suffer a loss, or there is some sort of grievance that they have. This giving condolence is a great means of instilling happiness and pleasure within them. It is a great means of attaining the reward from Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, whoever offers condolences to an afflicted person, he will be rewarded equivalent to the afflicted person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated, whichever believer offers condolences to an afflicted person, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him wear clothes of nobility on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at the rewards attained for instilling happiness within the hearts of fellow believers. Subhanallah. The more we learn about this, the more this passion should grow within us to instill happiness within the hearts of fellow believers. It's mentioned, meeting while smiling is another way of pleasing others, instilling happiness within the hearts of others. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, you cannot please people through your wealth, but your meeting them with good character can make them happy. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, you can instill happiness within the hearts of people with the way you meet them. Subhanallah. Another way of instilling happiness within the heart of a fellow believer, the heart of another individual, is by removing troubles and difficulties that individual is facing. Subhanallah, it's mentioned, Whoever removes a single worry of a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove one worry of his from the worries of the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, we live in an era where the majority of people are struggling, whether that is financial, whether that is with their mental health or with other factors. You see, people are struggling out there. You see, people are in difficulties. So if there's anyone in a difficulty around you, or you see someone struggling, my dear viewers, help that individual. Try to remove that difficulty that they are going through if you can. If it is possible for you, try your best to remove that difficulty. That is a great way of instilling happiness, because that individual will remember you. That individual will become happy because you have helped him to overcome a difficulty that he was facing. And look at the great virtue and honor you will attain on the hereafter, that for every difficulty that you remove from the difficulties of a believer, one of the difficulties of yours from the Day of Judgment will be removed for each difficulty that you remove from the difficulties of fellow believers. Subhanallah. Giving a loan to those who are needy is another way of attaining the pleasure and happiness of other individuals. It's another way of pleasing other individuals. It is stated in a blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every loan is a charity. Subhanallah. One life, we see that other individuals around us, they have certain needs that they need taking care of. My dear viewers, try to fulfill their needs if you can. Because fulfilling their needs is another way of spreading happiness and instilling happiness and joy within their hearts. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, as long as a person continues to fulfill the needs of his brother, Allah will continue to fulfill his needs. My dear viewers, it is a win-win situation. You will instill happiness within the hearts of fellow believers if you remove their difficulties, if you fulfill their needs. So them individuals will become happy with you as well. It will be a means of creating bonds, creating happiness, creating a good environment in society. And at the same time, because you are fulfilling the needs of others, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill your needs. And my dear viewers, every single one of us has fulfilled that we need fulfilling from Allah Almighty. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to become those Muslims, those individuals who spread happiness throughout the world, who spread peace throughout the world, who spread happiness within the hearts of Muslims, who spread happiness within the Muslims, and become a means of peace and tranquility in the heart of other Muslims. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to truly understand the blessings attached with spreading happiness and tranquility amongst the Muslims, and make us from those who spread happiness amongst the Muslims. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Passion for worship, 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 passion for worship.